What's the situation there on the ground? I know you've had some intermittent power outages and telephone outages, and despite the campus being closed, you're still very busy up there.
So we're a spike camp, one of, I think, maybe five spike camps. And obviously, we're with Colorado State University, and we have a staff of 24 up here that are providing support to the firefighters. And again, we're very thankful that they're here. And they're out and about during the day. We feed them breakfast, and then we start dinner at usually at about dark. So nowadays, with the daylight as long as it is, it's usually about 9 o'clock till 11 or 11:30 that we serve them dinner. They sleep and they go back out again.
With the area still in an active fire zone, do you all feel safe?
We feel safe here because we're with professional firefighters. We've had some good PR help from our folks on campus, staying in contact with the families of the students that are up here, because most of the 24 people up here are CSU students. This is a summer job for them.
But as opposed to leaving, they stayed up and wanted to work with, you know, keeping
things going.
Yeah,
we all evacuated. We left. We were completely, everyone was gone. And we went down the road. We spent 2 days in town, and then they decided to use this as a spike camp, and we all came up Saturday. We were escorted up to Highway 14, and that was a real eye-opener because for all of us, we hadn't been in there, and we got to see some of the fire damage on the hillsides, and it was amazing.
Normally, Pingree Park is an active mountain campus. What would be going on if the High Park fire hadn't broken out?
If there were no fire right now, our schedule would be such that we would be into the third week of the what's called the forestry field session, and that's about 100 students that are up here.
So it's almost business as usual, except as opposed to students, you're dealing with firefighters and things like that.
Yeah. In fact, of the firefighters that are here, the professional hotshot crews, there's been probably five that I've come in contact with that said they were students up here in the past.
In 1994, the Hourglass Fire burned around 15 buildings on that campus. Is the campus prepared for another fire like the one that's currently burning in that area? And what has changed since the Hourglass Fire roared through campus?
So we're in a meadow, open valley here. And because nature, you could say, took advantage of the fire and is one of our safety lines of defense, because around us now are trees that are, you know, came up right after that fire, and they're small lodge poles and aspens. So we have like a fire buffer zone around us right now.
Since you're on the edge of a very active fire zone, what's it like watching and experiencing the High Park fire from a very close but safe distance?
It's almost like an art. It's like it's art in a sense, natural art. At times, it's a very diffuse smoke line that just looks like nothing. And then all of a sudden, there'll be, I think, a concentrated burn section of where the fire is taking place. And there'll be a plume of smoke that goes up like a tower in the sky. It changes by the 15 minutes.
Thanks for your time, Patrick.
All right, thank you, and have a good day.
Patrick Rastel is director of Colorado State University's Pingree campus, which is currently being used as a spike camp for firefighters working the High Park Fire. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.